everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend, not only my friend, but I admire this guy professionally, Ray Allen, who is engineering and producing our shows here. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, September 22nd, the first day of autumn. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, I have friends in the Southern Hemisphere, in Australia, New Zealand, Argentina, who are welcoming spring after a long, cold winter. So they're happy about that, and we're looking forward to cooler weather, certainly here in Arizona. The Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040 for your calls, questions, and comments. We still have some room for you to welcome you to our Facebook page. It's easy to find. If you know my name, Bill Buckmaster, you find us on Facebook, and we try to do Twitter, perhaps not as much as we do Facebook, but our Twitter account is at Buckmaster Show. We have a very full hour as usual. First half hour, we'll be speaking with Dr. Jack August about the Arizona Capitol Museum, and we'll be talking with Secretary of State Michelle Reagan, who appointed Dr. Jack August back in February to become, to actually lead philanthropy and institutional advancement for the Arizona Capitol Museum. And Jack is with me in studio. Jack, that is part of the Secretary of State's office.
Yes, it is. The archives, the Capitol Museum, and the State Library. And what we've done in-house, at least, they call me now, there used to be a position called state historian, went from statehood to, it lasted until the 20s, and so we kind of have revived that title to shorten it up, but I do want to, with the caveat that the official state historian is still Marshall Trimble, mm-hmm. and he certainly popularizes and makes history fun and accessible, but just for kind of in-house usage, and it's easier on the business cards.
So can we call you state historian or
yes.
no?
Yeah, well, that's what they're calling. You can call me
okay,
that.
Okay, we call you that.
Yeah, instead of all that other stuff.
For folks who don't know, Dr. Jack August, this guy knows Arizona like no one I know. He's been a Pulitzer Prize nominee in history. He's published many books, including Adversity Is My Angel, The Life and Career of the late Raul Castro.
Yes, just yeah. passed away recently. Yes.
And then, of course, we lost Rose Mofford.
Recently, they were good friends and great public servants.
Other books that Jack has done, you've written extensively about water. Mm-hmm. And I like to say, Jack August, that I think our number one resource and our number one potential problem in this state pretty much always has been water, hasn't it?
It has been Arizona's characteristic obsession. That might be a good way to put it.
And you did a book about called Vision in the Desert, Carl Hayden, and Hydropolitics in the American Southwest. And when you think about it, Jack, getting the Central Arizona Project passed and built is a well, it has to be one of the monumental 20th century achievements for Arizona. And I wonder, in this very political environment in D.C., if something like that could ever have been done again.
Boy, today, it probably couldn't have today. Carl Hayden got along with people from the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, liberals, conservatives, progressives. And, you know, he lived an extraordinarily long life. He left Congress when he was 90, but it took him that long from being born in 1877 on the southern bank of the Salt River and Hayden's Ferry, it wasn't even named Tempe yet, toward his last year in the U.S. Senate in 1968 and 69 to get that bill passed. And then another generation, thanks to we were talking about earlier about Senator DeConcini, he was in the Senate to help fund the Central mm-hmm. Arizona Project after the bill was passed. It just didn't end there in 69. It took until the 1990s to finally get water to Tucson. And then there are problems then.
And Secretary Reagan will be joining us momentarily, and I'm sure she will elaborate on this, on why I'm, you know, it's the why about why you're appointed, I think, is pretty obvious. Your knowledge of Arizona history is tremendous. But there are things that you and the secretary want to accomplish and are accomplishing right now at the museum. A lot of people, especially here in Tucson, have no idea that there is a state museum.
Yes.
They think of, yes, there's a state museum on the U of A campus, but they don't understand about at the Capitol.
Yes. They have repurposed the Capitol. It's still, we have still offices that are used, but the main Capitol building built in 1901, there was an addition in 1919, and then the 1938 addition that you see. It's the image that you always see from Washington Street in downtown Phoenix. But we have, we're trying to make the museum relevant. We are going to be renting out space. It's an elegant, beautiful building. We also have done a few innovations. We've enlarged the museum the Capitol Museum store, and we're going to be selling Arizona-produced beers and wines.
Whoa, adult beverages come to the state capitol.
Oh, boy, it may help. It's so close to the Senate and the House.
The legislature.
Yeah, there you go. And but we, you know, we're here in Southern Arizona. We have great wineries in Sonoyta, Elgin, Wilcox, in Central Arizona, in the Verde Valley. And believe it or not, recently Kingman is now producing some wines that are passable.
Wow,
I'll put it that way.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great area, by the way. I was up in Las Vegas for the first time. I hadn't been up there in, oh my goodness, 15 years or something. And but anyway, it was for that Hall of Fame.
Yes, congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. But we missed our flight because of something at the airport there in Las Vegas. It showed Southwest flight delayed. Well, apparently they claim the monitor was wrong. And long story, rented a car to get back and drove for the first time from Las Vegas to Tucson.
Wow.
I have seen just about every corner of this state, but with the pretty much exception of Wickenburg, the Kingman to Wickenburg route with those wonderful cactus.
Yes.
And I want to say not Choya, but it's there's a certain kind of cactus that grows in that parkway area. That is a beautiful drive.
That,
so there was something serendipitous about missing a flight in the 7-hour drive back to Tucson. It's a beautiful area just north there of Wickenburg.
It sure is. It's really, really nice. And you got to be careful on that road. I think we're going to be widening it.
Yes, you do have to be careful because it's 2-lane in lots of places and there are passing lanes. Let's go now to the state capitol. Secretary of State Michelle Reagan is with us. Secretary Reagan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. We're having a wonderful conversation with the gentleman you appointed back in February, and I'm glad you did, Dr. Jack August.
Oh, Jack is phenomenal. We are so lucky to have him. He's just doing an amazing job. We're going to completely transform that Capitol Museum.
Yes.
It's going to be a place adults want to come.
That's correct.
Yeah, and Jack was sharing about adult beverages that are available. And by the way, and Michelle and Jack, a caller, I've got the greatest listeners. They're my editors. I was searching for the name of the particular tree, the cactus tree that grows just north there of Wickenburg. Those are, what are they, Ray? Help me out. Joshua trees. So that's Joshua Tree National Monument. So thank you, listener, for weighing in there. Before we're going to take a break here in a minute, Secretary Reagan, but first of all, how are we set up for this election? How's it looking?
Oh, you know, it's looking really good. We've been traveling the state. I was in Nogales yesterday, up in Flagstaff today. Today I'm at NAU's campus, you know, getting folks, some students registered, and we are beginning the process of going around and testing all the ballot equipment. I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I think your listeners might like to know that every piece of ballot equipment is tested before every election around the state. So this will be the fourth time this year that we will begin traveling around the state. Pretty much all hands on deck, getting all that equipment tested, set back to zero, all the counters, set back to zero, and then the machines are all sealed and put on video feeds, live video feeds that we watch to make sure none of the equipment's tampered with before the election. So.
We had Senator McCain with us on the show yesterday, and we were talking about that that hacking incident into the voter database. Has anything ever come about where that perhaps came from?
Yes, that actually originated in a rural county from one of their computers that was linked to our voter database. We were fortunate, there's some misinformation out there, but we were fortunate that the computer was hacked, but they weren't able, as far as we could tell, to penetrate the actual database.
Huh. So
they got into the computer, but didn't get into the database that we all share. I'm just going to chalk that up to that we had some good security protocol in place, and then also some dumb luck. So we don't take that. We're not taking that for granted, and just going to assume that we'll always be that lucky.
Hmm.
That was a scary call to get when the FBI calls you and says that they're monitoring known hackers from foreign countries and see that one of your systems has been compromised. That was a very frightening call to get.
So it wasn't Russian hackers?
No, it was identified as a Russian hacker.
Oh.
They were able to get access. They were able to hack into one of the county computers.
I hear you. Okay.
And they were trying to get into our main database, which the Secretary of State and all 15 counties share.
All right. All right. Michelle Reagan, can you stick around for another segment with us?
I believe I can.
All right. And you're up at NAU on the live line with us from Flagstaff. Dr. Jack August, the Arizona historian, will be with us. We'll talk some more about some of the exhibits coming up, including a Fife Symington exhibit that's coming up as we continue on the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday afternoon.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five Star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will, your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call Five Star, that's Five Star, 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on a Thursday afternoon. On our live line, she's up at NAU right now, Michelle Reagan, who is the Arizona Secretary of State, and with me in studio, Dr. Jack August. Dr. August was appointed by Secretary of State Reagan back in February to kind of lead the Arizona Capitol Museum. And Dr. August, you've got a tombstone exhibit that's opening up early October or mid-October.
Well, right? Actually, the official opening
is open.
Yeah, no, we're just opening it, the soft opening now, this week and next, and then we're going to have a little official event on September 29th, it's the Malikian exhibit. Jim Malikian and the family, the Malikians own a lot of historic properties in Phoenix, Tucson, and over in San Diego, but he's a collector, and he's collected some just remarkable, maybe the first image photograph of Tombstone. Tombstone, the strike's about in September of 1877. The town starts going 1878. It's a wild place. It's part of American mythology. The OK Corral, he has, and he's been able to secure some letters, petitions, prostitute cards, just social, cultural life, signatures of Ed Scheiflin, the guy that really founded Tombstone. It's just a remarkable collection of materials, and we're going to display it for about a month, and it's called Legends of the West, and I urge the people from Tucson and within your listenership, even over, we're talking about Silver City, New Mexico, There are some relationships over there. Wow. And then when that one comes out, that one goes, we're going to be moving some really wonderful stuff in and out. Following that will be the Fife Symington exhibit, and we have photos, letters, all these things, because they're part of the Fife Symington collection that came into the state archives, and some of it is personal materials from the Frick and Symington family, and he has come from a very distinguished and historically significant family on both sides.
Secretary Reagan, before you joined us, we were talking with Jack, and of course we lost Rose Mofford recently. Did you know Governor Mofford very well, Secretary Reagan?
No, I didn't have the opportunity to know her well. So definitely my loss, because she seemed like such a great lady. Before my time, for sure. But her legacy is certainly going to live on, and I know we're going to have a great exhibit about her in our museum. So,
do you like the whole direction that Jack is taking with the museum?
Oh, I love it. The whole direction that we're trying to do is make it a destination for adults, yes, as well as kids. I mean, we know that we've got over 20,000 school kids coming to the Capitol Museum on school tours every year. That's great. We certainly don't want to change that. But what we see in other states is that their Capitol Museums are a destination for adults. And we want to make our Capitol Museum the same thing. You know, that museum is a hidden gem. When we go and we tell museums such as the Phoenix Art Museum or the Heard Museum what we have in our museum, they're like, what? They're shocked.
Yes, we have 85. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's just, and so we have collections that are incredible, and they're just archived right now. And so what Jack is doing is going through the immense collections that we have and saying, what can we display and how can we get more adults to be touring our Capitol Museum and make it a point of pride like it is in Texas or like it is in other states that we see.
And a short follow-up, we're also going to try to feature contemporary Arizona artists that, of course, stay with themes of Arizona and the Southwest. I think there's Shanto Begay up in Flagstaff, where Michelle is today, just a remarkable Navajo contemporary artist doing contemporary Navajo life. We have a guy named Tony Winters we're starting off with, who has does work. It's kind of realist Southwest water and the built environment. It's hard to describe, but you got to see it to believe it. And so we're going to try to do that too. So we have such wonderful space there, and it is such a significant building historically and architecturally.
How extensive, Dr. August, is the collection, the archive?
The archive, we have 8,500 three-dimensional objects. Mm-hmm. The Lon McGargy, you know, we have Lon McGargy's, David Swing, some very great artists from the beginning of the century. When the Territorial Convention, we had some leftover money, believe it or not, and so Lon McGargy, the guy that painted Cowboy's Dream, that cowboy floating on a crowd.
Very famous. Western artist, yes.
And he got a commission from the first governor, George Hunt, and so we have some very big canvases of,
where
of his
could
work.
This potentially be displayed?
It will be at the Capitol Museum. We have them in our archives, and we just have to move it when the weather's right and all the conditions are right. But they're just remarkable manifestations of our cultural heritage and the shared history of our state.
Let's go to the live line. Mark has a question for Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Secretary of State Reagan, we're friends, so this is all friendly here. But I was wondering, with all of the mailed-out ballots, which are a huge number nowadays, is there anything we can do to get the list of write-in candidates to go out with that?
We're certainly always looking for ways that we can improve the elections, but as of right now, no, there isn't, because all the deadlines for write-in candidates aren't always consolidated. And what I mean by that is we just saw that with the Green Party. They missed the deadline, they went to court, so had we sent out lists, some of the names, then of course would have been left off. And so probably have to adjust a few laws, but possible. It's certainly possible.
Mark,
as of right now, not possible.
Mark, before you go, give yourself a plug. I know you're a write-in candidate. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm write-in candidate for a state senator in Legislative District 9.
Okay, give your last name.
Mark Spear.
My name is Spear. Yep.
thank you, Mark.
We know they can't just write in Mark.
Thanks a lot, Mark Spear, joining us. Historically, Jack, August, Arizona has changed over the years voter-wise. It was predominantly, a Democratic state in its founding, right?
Yeah, pro-labor.
Pro-labor.
And George Hunt was someone that catered to the miners and the mining industry. And so we come in that way. But by 1950, the world had changed. There's urban suburbanization, a different kind of demographic. And by 1950, when Howard Pyle wins the governorship before Barry Goldwater upsets McFarland in 52, you already see trends. In the 40s, people had to register Democrat to have their voice heard. They were called Pinto Democrats. But by then, they could come out of the closet and be conservative Republicans. And certainly you see that come to fruition in the 60s and 70s and through today. So we've flipped.
And Secretary Reagan, where are we right now with voter registration? We're still predominantly Republican, or how does it break down?
Well, certainly it's a Republican state, although if you wanted to break down registration kind of crudely, you could say it's about a third Republican, a third independent, and a third Democrat, although Republicans have a slight advantage over the independent independent voters, a little higher than Democrats.
Best place to get information would be the website, Secretary Reagan?
Absolutely. We've got a great new website that we put together just for election-related issues. It's called Arizona.vote, and you spell Arizona out, so Arizona dot vote, and everything that you need to know about the election right there. Register to vote, request an early ballot, look at your candidates, find your polling place, read about the ballot proposition, the pros, the con arguments, see the judges. You know, you get to have all those judges on your ballot, and you say, who are these people? go ahead and read about them. We put everything that we think you need to be an informed voter on there, all on one website. That's Arizona.vote.
And for the museum, Jack August?
Just go to the Arizona Secretary of State website.
And for your hours, if someone wants to visit the museum, and we hope they do.
Yes. 10 o'clock to 5 on the week, and then we're open, starting now, we're open on Saturdays from 10 to 2.
And someone was asking, is there like a souvenir shop as well?
Yes, there's a museum store, and it's really robust, and we're growing. We've enlarged it by 3 times its original size when I was first came to on board, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And
well, and you know, Bill, that museum, that Capitol Museum store is now online.
Okay.
And we put it online, and it gets a lot of online sales at azcapitalgifts.com.
That's right. Thank you.
Some cool gifts for Christmas coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have a coffee shop opening, too.
Coffee shop, a cafe. Huh?
Yeah. So all the lobbyists don't have to walk a half a mile to get somewhere. They're right there.
A lot happening. Secretary Reagan, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Secretary of State Michelle Reagan, Dr. Jack August, historian. Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll talk again very soon. All right. Coming up on 12:31 on the Buckmaster Show, Tom O'Halloran, CD1 Democrat, is next on the Buckmaster Show.
Gladiator battles, the 10 plagues, and a misfiring burning bush. See Epic Proportions, a comedy play presented by Arizona Repertory Theater. September 21st through October the 9th. Watch Benny and Phil, two brothers who go from epic film extras to star and director, and fall for the same woman behind the scenes. See tomorrow's stars today at Arizona Repertory Theater at the University of Arizona, the other wildcat sport. Visit theater.arizona.edu to get your tickets to this epic comedy, Epic Proportions, season sponsored by Chapman Automotive.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
If you're
Hiro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we talk with Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. The Friday Roundtable features Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com and Dan Shear of the Green Valley News. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch, Buckmaster noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and always on BuckmasterShow.com. Back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County. Just a 3-hour drive east of Tucson to a beautiful part of the southwestern United States, that area of southwest New Mexico. A lot to offer, including a place that is really a neat little town, Pinos Altos, ghost town that's still thriving just north of Silver City. You can find the full listing of the many things to do and great places to stay at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show live line. He is the Democrat who is on the ballot in Congressional District Number 1, Tom O'Halloran. Mr. O'Halloran, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing well, too.
We are doing well, and thank you for asking. You will be facing off against the Republican in the CD1 race, Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babu. Your background also, you've got some law enforcement in your background, a Chicago police officer at one time, went on to be a small businessman, and a former state Arizona lawmaker, a moderate Republican who is now switched over to the Democratic side. How are you shaping this campaign? What's the top issue?
Well, I think the top issue are a couple of them. Obviously, a dysfunctional Congress it's not working for the American people. It's definitely not working for the people of Congressional District 1 and most of rural America. We have to find a way, just as I was able to do in the legislature, to help bring people together, to unify and unite people in finding solutions and problem solving. This is my history, both as a businessman, a legislator, and a police officer. So I have a lot of experience at it. I have a lot of success at it, and I'm looking forward to bringing that ability to Congress to represent the citizens of Congressional District 1. The other side of that, obviously, is the critical need in America today for making sure our families are strengthened, and we can do that two ways. I have a jobs plan that identifies and highlights the longer term issues of education for our youth and job workforce development, and the shorter term needs of making sure we start to produce jobs for the working families and those that don't have work today because of the current economic situations in District 1 and throughout America.
Ethics are certainly a centerpiece of the campaign. You've released what is a 10-point ethics plan, haven't you?
I have. That plan is based on a lot of my history at the legislature. You know, before going to legislature, I was a businessman, so I thought everybody should have worked together, and there, if you were a special interest or not a special interest, that you had a seat at the table. And I get to the legislative process, and all of a sudden find out that power brokers are trying to make you do things that you shouldn't be doing if you're representing the people of your district, in that case, the legislative district. And I found it amazing that when you're working on an issue such as child protective services, to reform it, and you organize and lead an effort to do that in a bipartisan way, that leadership would come to you and say, you stop doing this or you're going to lose your chairmanship. Well, as you may know, I told them to take their chairmanship, and we did reform Child Protective Services, and then we worked with the same group time and time again to make sure education was fully funded in Arizona, or at least funded to the level that we could, unlike today when we're still struggling about the cuts that were made in 2010. And the other parts of that are obviously there's not enough transparency in government. We need to be able to gain back the trust of the American people so that they will be able to understand that we are working for them and not against them, and for them and not for special interest groups that don't necessarily all the time have their interest in mind. And I'm mainly concerned about making sure that the working families of America start to be able to get back some of that ability to get a higher standard of living, and also make sure that they understand that their children's future, they have opportunity in their future, which is sadly something that we haven't seen in the last couple of decades because of the declining thrust of government to work for the families of America. Now, there's a whole bunch of other things that are involved in that, but the underlying issue is that we have to gain back the trust of the American people.
How are you shaping the campaign and looking at your opponent? What are you saying as far as the contrast with your opponent?
Well, we just went through part of that. I'm a founder of the Children's Caucus at the legislature. I worked on Child Protective Services. And my opponent was somebody that knew that that child abuse and was going on when he was the head of a school in Massachusetts, and chose, for whatever reason, to not do anything about it. I don't think that's conducive to being somebody that's going to represent the families and the children of our Congressional District 1. It also identifies clearly that he has a real issue with understanding the ethical situation of what an adult should be doing in relationship to a child and their future and their education when they're under your care. And I know that my opponent said time and time again that he had nothing to do with it, but in his own words, he's clearly come out and said that he knew everything that was going on, and obviously chose to make what I believe is the wrong decision, and a decision that disqualifies him.
I understand that if there's a government shutdown, you think that lawmakers should say definitely they would not get pay.
Well, I'd go beyond that. There shouldn't be a government shutdown, first of all, period. That's the government's there to work for people, not to shut government down for their own political purposes. What I'm saying is, if you don't have a budget by the end of October, until you do a budget, you don't get paid. And we haven't had a real working budget for a long time. They have these continuing resolutions. And so you shouldn't get paid. And then when you do produce a budget, you can't go back and claw back the money you hadn't made during that period of time. So if it takes 6 months for you to get that budget produced, then you don't get paid for 6 months ever. No clawback. Because you've already hurt the economy of America. You've hurt the citizens of America. Any government shutdown is just ludicrous. It's basically based on politics and special interests versus the needs of the American public.
All right, Mr. O'Halloran, where can people find out more about the campaign?
TomOHalloran.com. That's all one word, TomOHalloran.com. That's my website, and it has links to all my background and information. And it also is you're able to be able to get in touch with me through that process.
You know, one issue we didn't touch on, and your opponent has made a very big deal about immigration and the border. What's your stand on that?
We have two different stances on that. He wants to secure the southern border, which I do too. I think we must have a secure southern border. But he keeps talking about, well, terrorism, and we need to make sure that we stop terrorists from coming into the country. And as we just saw in New York, and we've seen a number of other times, including 9/11, terrorists are also coming in through the process of visa program. So I'm for the comprehensive way of dealing with this that was envisioned by the United States Senate in 2013. Was voted out bipartisanship-wise. Our two U.S. senators from Arizona voted for it, both Republicans. And it had the funding, the ability to secure our border. This border should have been secured starting 3 years ago instead of waiting till now. And it's, again, a dysfunctional Congress that is thinking of politics and votes before they think of what the needs of the American people are. And I have a history of making sure that the people of my district and the people of this state and America come first.
All right, Tom O'Halloran, thank you very much for being with us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Tom O'Halloran, who is running for Congress, he's a Democrat in CD, Congressional District Number 1, which is just a huge, huge district. Really goes from Marana, Oro Valley area, all the way up to the pretty much past Flagstaff up into northern Arizona. Be right back. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, our Friday Focus interviews with Chuck Huckleberry. This portion of the program presented by Green Things. They do such a great job over there on 13 acres. Jan and Jack, the owners, 3384 East River Road. They really want to engage the gardening community. And they set up these workshops. Great idea. Saturday and Sunday, free workshops, 10 a.m. You can learn so much. I'm into gardening, and I think it's just a great service. Just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com, their fine website. So for all of your gardening needs, check out Green Things. Well, we hope you'll be checking out the Saba Home Show, the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association show. That's always a fun event. You can learn so much. There's just a wide variety, everything to do with not just the house, but the garden, the whole spectrum of activities associated with where you live, that next Friday at the Tucson Convention Center for the weekend. And David Galeski is with us, and David is the president of the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. He's a very, very active guy in this community, immediate past president, Southern Arizona Defense Alliance. David, good to see you.
Bill, thank you much for the opportunity to be here today. It's a pleasure.
I think things are looking up for this community. Would you agree?
I would agree. I think in the home building side, it's been a rough few years, but we've certainly seen some renewed activity. A lot more permits have been pulled this year. We're actually up about 25% in permitting activity. That's been, I think, enhanced and complemented by some of the job creation and investment we've seen by employers. Caterpillar comes to everybody's mind, but there have been some other wins here that I think are going to help the recovery and continued success of this region.
And I think our defense community, it's looking brighter. The A-10 is not going to go away immediately. Sure, it will someday, but there's some encouraging news there as well.
There really is, and it's been an enjoyable experience getting to work and support the men and women in uniform. And while in the short term, it does look like there has been a reprieve with the A-10, and things seem to be looking good. You can't get complacent, and that's the one thing I've learned in military and defense issues. There seems to always be a threat on the horizon when you have issues like sequestration at the federal level. You've got to always be on guard. You can't take things for granted, and always need to remain vigilant.
And we have an economy here that is very dependent on military. It's very dependent on the University of Arizona, and when we can get an announcement like Caterpillar bringing a corporate headquarters for their engineering division, that's a huge win, because the corporate community needs that kind of input.
You do, and I think a lot of this is based on momentum, and I think you've started to see some positive things lining up and to start to create that momentum as a result of some of these wins like Caterpillar. Other associated industries, home building, real estate, and development will benefit as well, and that will ultimately help the local companies here. And so it's just a positive thing all around. There's certainly, I think, a long way to go, but but it's definitely pointing in the right direction.
A home building show like you put on over at the TCC is a huge endeavor, and this is the 45th year. People love to check it out and kind of wander around, see what's new. What's the overview for this year's show, the fall show?
I think it's going to be another great show, and I can't believe that it's been 45 years. I think that's something for our organization to be proud of, but really I think it's a signature community event. And you mentioned it is a big undertaking. We have about 300 exhibitors, several major sponsors, Patio Pools, Tucson Electric Power, Russet Southwest, Central Pet, Mattress Firm. And so we like to say that the home show is an experience that has something for everybody. If you're looking to build that multi-million dollar dream house, you can come in and meet with custom builders. If you're looking to redo your bathroom, you can come in and talk to remodelers. Even if it's just looking for a heating and cooling company to help service your air conditioning unit, you can get that there. Lots of great ideas. Then we have some really neat things. We've got a partnership with Tucson Originals. You can come out and check out a cooking demonstration and maybe even get some good food after one of those demonstrations. We've got a partner who we work with that they do scuba, like a tri-scuba thing where you can actually get in the pool and put on a scuba tank. So all ages, something for everybody down at the home show.
And I think reflecting in the number of exhibitors that you have also is indicative of a community where there's confidence that's returning on the economic sector.
Yeah, I can tell you that a few years ago it was very difficult to maintain the momentum of exhibitor interest. It's something that we worked hard in and wanted to create a partnership with our exhibitors. But I have seen a renewed interest, and that's one of the things that when I personally go around and walk the show floor and talk with companies, always asking them, you know, how are you doing? What are you seeing in the market? What's the outlook on the future? And there were definitely times where it was kind of a bleak experience, but
where people were honestly saying we're just holding on.
They were, yeah, and I think that's a reality. And a lot of our members, there are still a lot of home builders, some of the smaller local guys who are still just trying to hold on, and that's why some of this news is so encouraging. Everybody, I think, in the region has to get behind economic development and job creation, push in the right direction. It's going to take a total team effort.
I think some of your national and international builders are taking a second look at Tucson, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, we've seen, certainly there have been a lot of the national publicly traded builders who've stuck with us, the Pulte, the KB Homes, the Meritage, but you've also seen some builders who had been in the community in the past come back, like a Toll Brothers. We saw a couple of years ago, Mattamy Homes, which is the largest private builder in North America. It's actually a Canadian company, come in, place some significant investments in some strategic locations. So that's been a good sign.
What are some of the nuts and bolts of this year's show as far as where do you park and what are your hours?
Well, so if anybody's interested in a lot of the details, you can check out sabahomeshow.com. Parking is free for exhibitors, so that's a benefit that we want to provide, is that free parking. And so at the TCC, you've got the lot out front in the west entrance, as well as on the east side, that are pretty flexible and pretty easing, a short walk to the building. We are open from 10 to 6 both Friday and Saturday, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Well, it is always a fun show, and it's the kind of thing that, like you say, maybe you want to remodel a particular room. You don't really know where to begin, so this is a great opportunity to kind of just wander through the home show and talk to some of these exhibitors who do this kind of work, and get some ideas on what they're doing, get some cards, and eventually a good way to get some bids. kids, right?
That's right. Yeah. You're seeing more and more of shopping and in the research done online. But I tell you what, there's nothing like going in and meeting somebody face-to-face, explaining your situation, hearing what they have to say, getting to know them, asking them all kinds of questions. And that's the beauty of the show, is that you get to do that upfront comparison and touch and feel the products and get to know the person who you're going to place this investment with.
Where does the area right now look like things are starting to pick up in the home building area? What part of the valley seems to look pretty good to you, David?
You're still seeing a lot of growth on the northwest side, kind of that Tangerine corridor in Marana. Vail is also an area where you're seeing a lot of growth. Starting to see a little bit on the east side of town. So starting to pick up all over. But I would say that the northwest continues to be pretty active. And then again, there have been some new infill projects that have come up. So I think we've got a real diverse array of communities, product types, and locations right now.
David Godlewski, thank you very much for being with us. David, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much.
And again, the website for folks that want specific information is
SabaHomeShow.com.
Good luck, David, with the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw and Ray Allen together put on a very nice half hour for you. And then tomorrow morning, 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson, a 6 to 9 in the morning. I'll be back with you Friday afternoon, Buckmaster Show, our special Friday focus guest. Tomorrow, the Pima County Administrator, Mr. Chuck Huckleberry, will be with me in studio. Certainly always a lot to talk about at the county. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.